This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne.
Thank
you. I got right in your ear. That's all I have to do.
Wow.
One day I'm going to go into every listener's home and do that in their ear. An interactive experience.
Starting at 4 a.m.
Download our very special tag team alarm.
$5.99 on iTunes.
Guys, we've got a bumper show coming up.
A lot coming up, guys. We've got Dave Warner, your comedian extraordinaire, is going to come in and he's going to try and find a husband for you, Dave.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Yeah. I need all the help I can get.
He's been searching all over Melbourne. So unlucky in love no more. Perhaps. We'll see.
Well, talking about lucky in love, I'm about to ruin someone's wedding.
Oh, yes, I love it. Yeah. Sounds like an episode of Melrose Place or something.
Hey, guys, coming up around 7 o'clock, I'm going to reveal to you a brand new interest of mine / fetish of mine.
Oh, God. Here we go. Is it feet?
Huh? No, it's not feet.
Just another week in Hunter's life, I guess.
Another week in Hunter's sick brain.
And how are you going, Dave?
My week has been fantastic, but I am now dreading tomorrow morning I get my wisdom teeth out.
Oh.
So I'm a bit fearful at the moment.
Well, I think we should share some wisdom with you to replace those very wise teeth.
Well, I guess I'm at the wrong spot.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
That's right, sports fans. It's time for Harry's Sports Wrap. Here she comes across the field. She's running. What? No, she's swimming. It's water polo today, folks. It's time for Harry's Sports Wrap.
Thank you very much, Hunter. Now, I've just got to change the music. Just one. Just bear with.
Oh.
Because we've got to pop this on.
We're the pride of South Australia. We're the mighty Adelaide Crows.
Now, the grand final of the Waffle was on the weekend. And the
huge
Crows.
Congratulations to the winners.
It was so great. Did you boys get around and watch the game?
I did. I watched the second half.
I watched the first half.
Oh,
how funny is that?
Together we make one great woman.
Mediocre
at woman.
Best, because the ladies were watching. A massive congratulations to Erin Phillips. She won for the Crows. She won best on ground, and she also won the best and fairest.
She won everything, didn't she?
Won everything. And Ebony Manoff was named as rising star. She also plays for the Crows, so that's really well done to them. What an epic season.
And Erin, she also plays another sport, doesn't she, for Australia?
Basketball. She's going over to basketball now. And I think she played cricket for a while as well. She's multidisciplinarian.
Right.
And you and your singing.
And like me. Like, I can cross all genres, Dave. Mm. Harry has yet to decide to cover that in Sports Wrap, but fingers crossed. But perhaps most importantly, she had that hot photo kissing her wife that everyone went gangbusters for.
I
shouldn't have said most importantly. Also important.
Did you see the after interview as well on Fox when all the girls came and invaded her? They were doing a live cross and Erin was there and they were chatting about it, and then all the girls came in and the rising star, Ebony, was like, "Oh, you made me cry when you got up there with your speech." And Erin was like, "No, I think that was the wine, mate."
That's great.
So it was really great. I was really, really pleased for them. I'm pretty proud of the Waffle. Like, I think they're really changing.
Yeah.
We've just got to wait for the men's now. When are we going to get the men's kissing the men's pictures?
That's right. When are the men going to kiss the men? Dave, you're quite into sport. Maybe you could lead the charge that way.
Well, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
It was a great finale to the Waffle.
Now, also in Sports Wrap, Hunter, you said that... did you just play hockey?
I did, yes. I managed to drop that into conversation earlier. In the last song, Harry and Dave just were constantly talking about their workout routines to bore me to the point that I had to get in with a story. So,
yeah, and what
I
was,
played hockey.
And what was your story?
Keep talking, Hunter. I just do a few stretches here.
Thank you. That I used to play hockey when I was a little boy, and I played against Sandringham, the suburb, and the umpire kept stopping the game because there were fouls or whatever, and she would give the point to Sandringham and be like, "Sandy ball, Sandy ball," but I thought she just kept stopping the game because the ball was sandy. Which I just, it was obvious because there's sand on the ground, you know, on the AstroTurf, it's got sand on it. And I used to think, this is ridiculous. She's never stopping the ball when it's sandy on our side.
Oh, that's great.
Sports Wrap.
That was Sports Wrap. Thanks, Harry.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
You're with Harry Hunter and Dave the Apprentice.
You know, I think it was Calvert Harris that once sang I Did It My Way. And I got to say that I've been listening to that song, I've really taken it to heart. And as a result, I'm willing to share with you a new interest of mine. And it's very, very dirty.
Oh, God. All right, prepare yourselves, listeners. Here we go.
Well, I've been looking into it for a while, and I've done a lot of research online, and I read, you know, it's important to be safe, and I wanted to spend...
Oh, God. This is our last Thursday breakfast show, so good riddance.
So we're talking about contraception, are we?
No. It's dirtier than that, mate. Oh. It's composting.
Composting.
Composting, of course.
Now, as you know, my news resolution was to cook more.
Yes.
To learn how to cook.
Yes.
And I did that. But one of the negatives of cooking more is the food waste.
Oh, yeah.
I just love how end of March, yeah, I've conquered the cooking.
Cooking tick.
Yeah. How are you sachets going? Are they good?
They're going very well.
Sachet away.
I'm sacheting away. But the food waste is extreme. And I didn't know. You know, you don't have that much food waste when you just chuck it all back in the polystyrene box from whence it came and threw it in the dumpster. But now... I was like, this won't do. So I've been looking into composting. I've decided to go with the tumbler model. So it's up on legs and it spins.
Right. And how often do you have to do your tombola? Do you pick out the prize winners as well? Or what are you doing?
What's the I don't know what that is.
Tombola. It's one of the ones that spin.
Yeah, for the raffles.
Well, one of Jeff's, the Barrel Girls' barrels.
Yeah, he's got two or three.
It is exactly what it's like.
Yeah.
I should get Jeff around to pick out some trash out of the compost.
Jeff says no.
I'm like, spin the barrel, Jeff, spin the barrel. What do we win? He's like, it's another tea bag.
A big slug.
Anyway, you know, you might think that it's just things like banana peels you can put in there, but I've been doing some research, and you can compost all manner of things. This morning, when we were leaving home at like 5 o'clock, I didn't need to compost anything, but I went out just to have a look.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to see if she was
heating
up. Oh, nah. I mean, a friend of mine says it does attract rats. And I said, I can't see why. I mean, it's literally food sitting in a pile rotting. What interest would rats have in that?
So, right, I'm confused because I try to do composting, right? And I'm just not good at it. I don't like taking the bins out. It makes me gag. Mm. So the thought of taking the food scraps to a bin where it's going to decompose for a long time just doesn't fill me with joy. So how are you getting over that? What are your tips?
Well, strength of character. Is a big tip.
Yep.
Because, you know, it doesn't come easy to save the world, Harry. But, I mean, God forbid you gag a couple of times to save Mother Nature.
Yeah. Not all heroes wear capes.
That's right.
That.
Yeah, some of them wear orange peel.
How long have we been doing this for, Hunter? I don't see you seeing this through, though.
Well, okay.
Ooh, that's a big call.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
I bought my compost last Friday. And now it's Thursday. So that's 6 days going strong.
Compost tick. World saved tick.
Cooking tick.
I did think when I was looking at the compost the other day, I did think, oh, when I move out, it's going to be such a drag to move this compost that I haven't used in 3 years.
But what do you do with it?
Well, once it turns into beautiful soil, and I don't know what I'll do with it then because I don't have a garden. But in the meantime, I'm not trashing it. So good
Great.
Luck. Good for me, I say. Good for me.
Well done.
Hunter.
Yes, babe.
Now, petting. Oh, talk to me.
Okay.
What is going on?
I mean, you know that I love a dog.
Yep. Well, I mean, you tolerate.
You know, Harry, that I tolerate a dog.
Yeah. And remember the cube pug from work?
In fact, you and I took my friend's dog for a walk last weekend, didn't we?
We did. That was very... It was like we were a straight couple.
Oh, yeah. We were passing as a straight couple, Dave.
Yeah, we were.
Right.
So
fantastic.
It was hot as hell on the day,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
like
it
40 degrees. And we took...
Look, we're very responsible pet owners.
Yeah. Oh, Harry was very undone about how hot it was, but the dog didn't give a shit.
Sorry.
The dog... yeah.
My apologies.
Dumb button, please.
We went down the oval and we're like flinging the ball around a bit, right? So yeah. I've been looking after that dog. And so far, the dog has survived.
Yeah.
But I don't have... I think agreeing to babysit someone's pet is very, very dangerous. And it could end in disaster.
Well, look, there are a couple of things that can happen when the owner's away. So one of the women I used to work with, she was pet sitting her brother's dog over at her house. And then the dog was out playing, everything was fine. It comes back in. It's got a huge hole in its leg.
Oh, no.
You can see right down to the bone, flesh, everything. They had to go take it to the vets to get it all stitched up, put back together. $2,500
Oh, God. No. She had to pay? She
had to pay. It was in her house. It was her fault. Because if they weren't away, the dog wouldn't have had there. So she was like, and it's, you know, I've just got to wear that cost.
But it's not even her dog.
Yeah, I know.
But the dog probably does something stupid. They're not very bright.
But it's under your watchful eye.
Well, I find dogs quite sturdy, to be honest. Of all the pets I've sitted, all the pets I've sat
on, yeah.
Dogs are the most sturdy. Let me tell you the ones that I've had terrible luck with.
Go on, Anne.
Canary.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Canary. Didn't see out the trip, if I'm honest. And also, the other one that never went home, came to stay at Uncle Hunter's and never went home, is a rabbit.
Really?
Yeah, rabbit.
Fox got in?
No. It was trying to escape. I'm actually going to pin this on my sister. She was trying to have a pat, and it's tried to run out the bottom of the hutch, so she panicked and just dropped the hutch. And
what?
Yeah.
You're on the tag team with Hunter, Harry and Dave, and we are, again, reminder, shifting to Tuesday morning, 6:30.
We are,
we'll
guys.
Be there.
This is our very last
short turnaround for us.
You're getting some bang for your buck these coming days.
Tickets.
Now, guys, we've been talking pet sitting.
We have, when pet sitting goes terribly, terribly wrong. And why would you do it, guys? When you've read these text messages, why would you do it? Yes. Marnie said she was dog sitting just last week and the dog killed the neighbour's cat.
Ooh.
To be fair, the cat came into the dog's yard, she says. I'm not sure that's totally fair,
yeah, Marnie. I'm not sure if that holds up in court.
That does not count. We've got a text that says, never leave a pet with Adrian from Family Matters because he'll eat it.
Yeah, Adrian, a colleague of mine on Family Matters, he ended up eating the pet duck.
Oh, thank God you said duck.
No.
What is this going to be?
Yeah, he ate the duck, yeah.
Sorry, he was pet sitting a duck and he ate it.
Well, they expected the duck to lay eggs, but the duck laid no eggs, so they ate it.
Simple as that.
Cutthroat in that household.
It is cutthroat. Mark got in touch to say that he babysat a friend's dog at Christmas and the dog ate a full box of dark chocolate and he had to take it to the emergency at 6 a.m. to have its stomach pumped and it cost $500.
What?
He's quick to point out he didn't feed him the chocolate. He just opened the pack by himself.
You know, Mum said chocolate's not good for dogs.
Protest too much, Mark.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Joining us now live in the studio is the guru of love, I think, or at least coercion, maybe. It's comedian Dave Warnocky. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I preferred the first title there. The coercion, that sounds, that's not as flattering, I'll be honest.
No, but perhaps more honest. You've got a show at the festival. You're creating romance. Tell us about it.
Okay, so it's called the Blind Dating Show Spectacular. And it's the second time I did it last year at the Comedy Festival. I had a great time, so I thought I'd bring it back. It's pretty much a throwback to those blind dating shows that were big here in Australia in the 80s.
It sounds like you've given it a copyright-safe title that's something that alludes to Perfect Match and Blind Date, but without violating their trademark.
I've never heard of those shows in my life. but it is with comedians. So three comedians. Every show I have six comedians. We have two blind dates a show, and they sit on one side of a curtain, and then I get a member of the general public on the other side.
Excellent.
And they answer some very silly questions, and through an algorithm that I cannot reveal, just me making a choice, I picked a winner, and they get a $15 voucher to Pizza Hut.
Hey! You can't ask for more than that. So I hear it's pretty funny stuff, but you're actually creating real love.
Last year, it was a genuine love-based success. After the show, three comedians actually followed through out of six, so 50% hit rate, on some dates.
What?
One of them ended up going on a few dates and they became a thing for a while.
Well, you heard it here first. If you go on the show, you might be a thing for a while.
For the short term.
Another date that we had, a comedian who shall not be named, he went on a date with the man that I matched him with, and then they went on the date. The guy messaged the comedian the next day saying, I had a great time last night. The comedian wrote back, so did I. Love to see you again. Then remembered that they actually went on two dates that week, and that was the second best one. So had to somehow moonwalk out of it.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's...
Big hello to Tom Ballard.
I will not reveal.
Now, we've been talking. Hunter got asked out on a date. this week, which very rarely happens.
It's never happened before.
Oh, surely it does. Never surely.
He barely gets a Tinder match. So, yeah.
Okay. And if he gets a super like, oh, well, you're about
I don't even have Tinder.
Okay.
But have you always been someone that is good with love, like a conduit? You can find love or lust between people?
Between people. Well, I did once match my cousin and a friend, and now they are both Divorced. But to different people.
Excellent.
So there's still a chance.
Excellent. So does that mean that they never are together at all?
No, they were never. I just tried to hook them up.
They weren't even a thing.
Have you done any matchmaking?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've tried. I will be honest, I've tried. But I don't think I've got a very good success rate. Just because I'm like, oh, well, you're very nice. And, oh, well, this person's very nice. And they're like, I've got to try.
Yeah, right.
Because it's a minefield. You've got to do types.
Yeah.
And then there's likes and dislikes.
No. Or you're missing the crucial element of a curtain. That's all you need. They can't see each other. They agree to go on the date. And then the curtain comes down and they both think, what the hell have I signed up for?
Do you have a favourite question that you ask? And you're like, oh, this one gets it every time.
Your chemistry question.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the show, I get them to, the comedians get to do a final pitch, like in 30 seconds, why they should pick you. And it is hilarious. Some of them play it up for humour, as a comedian should, and others actually go into sheer desperation mode.
Oh, yeah.
To start picking.
Sheer desperation. Hey, Dave, do you want to do your pitch?
My pitch for me.
Yeah, let's do your pitch. Yeah. And then, Dave, you can tell us
okay.
if you think it's good enough.
This is really tough.
Oh, Dave, I'm so excited.
Dave is very unlucky in love.
So. Yeah, unlucky in love. I feel like, help me out here.
Pitch.
Catch.
Do it.
I'm a catch, not funny enough. I have a bit of good level of charm. That's my strength. I've got a good level of charm.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
That means not 100, not really that attractive, not really that funny, but charming.
And you wonder why I'm single with a bitch.
I know.
Like that.
I pick charm every time.
Yeah, that's right. You
every
would.
Time.
And as you can see, he dresses very nicely.
Yes, you have the most sharply dressed one in this room.
Absolutely.
Did you know I was coming in?
Yeah, of course.
Usually it's a teacher.
I saw your name. I thought, yes, I've got to dress up for Dave.
So you are still looking maybe potentially for some participants. Is Dave the sort of person that you could have on?
Dave, would you like to date some comedians?
Oh, why not?
Oh, that is fantastic, because so what I do is I just put the call out online on Twitter and Facebook, and last year and this year it's been shared a lot, but I haven't had many men contacting me that want to date comedians this year.
Okay. We got a tick.
Go.
We're coming along.
Tick for you.
How do we find you on Twitter?
I'm at Dave Warnicky, or one word. If you want to get involved, I'm specifically looking for any same-sex attracted people out there. I haven't had any contact me this year.
Excellent.
What? Get into it, guys.
So please, do get
in contact. I'm being asked, and Dave's just willy-nilly at work. So,
yeah. We could be the show.
Yeah.
We'll have to be free tickets that night.
Well, if you want to watch or perhaps participate in Dave's blind dating show spectacular, head to comedyfestival.com.au. Dave Warnicky, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
You're on Joy 94.9 this morning with Harry Hunter and Dave the Apprentice. It's our last Thursday, guys. We are on the move.
We are on the move.
Well, you had a good alliteration. What was your thing?
Oh, the Tuesday tag team.
I like that. Yeah, I'm packed. I'm ready to go.
You're packed. What were your essentials for the move to Tuesday?
My pen and... That's it. That's all
right,
I need.
That's right. And your negative attitude. Great. Yes. Got them both ready to go.
The negative attitude comes in the big box.
Well, for the very last time on a Thursday, I'd say it's time for Nan Talk.
What are you saying, Nan?
Very special episode of Nan Talk for me this week, guys.
All right. Lay it on us.
I've been down. I had to take off 2 days off work last week and go down to Nan's because... John, my grandfather, her husband, nearly tapped out.
What?
Yeah, they were at a little conference for carers, and he went down like a sack of on the ground, and they thought he had dead. They thought he was dead, but he did survive, luckily. So he's been hospital with brain issues.
Oh no!
Yeah, so I had to go down there, and Nan was distraught, obviously. So I heard on the Bush Telegraph that John was in hospital, so I ran out of a meeting at work, and I called Nan. She wouldn't even tell me what had happened to him because she was too busy bragging, to be honest, about how many phone calls she'd had. She's like, oh, love, you won't. This is, hello, oh, God, hi, how are you? Yeah. You wouldn't believe how many phone calls I've had. I've had to start putting the phone in my pocket as I walk around. Your mum's rung me, your dad's rung me, your uncle rung me. We've had everyone from the village just been around to see how he is. I'm like, well, how is he?
Now, I don't want to, playing devil's advocate, you're right. Literally 2 weeks ago, Mon was telling us, and you especially, that she's just ready to pop off.
She's ready to go.
Now, is she playing with fate? What's going on?
She might be. Yeah, maybe she's tempting fate. So I go down there. So I've been there for about 48 hours. So I've got a lot of Nantalk material.
Yeah.
I go down there. First of all, we sat in the hospital. We were sat there quite bored, to be honest. We're just... John has Alzheimer's too, so he can't remember what's going on. So yeah. We're just sitting there, silence. Nan looks around and goes, they should have some pokies in here.
That was great.
And we were doing errands later on, and I had to go to the hardware store.
Yeah.
Sorry for bragging. I'm like, hey, she was not impressed. We'd already been once, had to go back. She's like, oh, well, you drop me at the pokies. You go over there. You go over there for 20 minutes and then come back and pick me up. So I pull into the car park to pick her up. She's in the car park waving me down. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, come in, come in. I go in. She's won a bloody mozza.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Bloody mozza. $1,400.
Whoa. What? Nice.
Well, how much did she give you?
$100.
Did you?
Yeah, and I just bought my compost, so the pay for that was great. Yeah.
Perfect.
The other thing is, so last week, I for my work, I interview famous people, right? And she never cares because she just, you know, doesn't give a rat, to be honest. But last week, we interviewed Julie Andrews, right?
Wow.
And Nan and Julie Andrews are the same age, okay? So we're driving in the car. I'm like, ooh, I've interviewed someone you might like. Do you want to do a guessing game? She's like, yeah. So I start giving her clues. And then she's silent. She's in the back seat. Complete silence. I'm like, are you going to have a guess? And like, complete silence. I turn around and she's just thumbing through her winnings from the pokies. So then I tell her, she's like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's it. No interest.
Yeah.
Then we get back to the retirement village where I live, and she starts dragging me up to the community centre to check the mail, i.e. two of me around the people.
Yeah.
She walks in, but I have never met this people in my life. She's like, this is my grandson. He's been talking to Julie Andrews. Completely out of context. Her friends were like, what are you talking about?
What, is he a pen pal?
Yeah. So anyway, that'll do for me. But good news is that John is back home now and he's doing all right.
And is Mon okay? Is she...
She just won 14 hunch.
Oh, yeah, she's never been better.
was your sister with you?
No, just me.
So she didn't... Did she see any of the winnings?
Ooh.
My sister, not at all. It was my 30th recently.
Oh, yeah.
So she said that was the money for... I said, oh, I'm going to buy a compost with that money. She goes, well, that's a good 30th present, isn't it? Buying yourself a pile of crap.
She's on fire.
Mon is great. I got a haircut last week. Sorry to brag.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
And got on FaceTime to my mum first. Mum's not a fan. Hates it.
Mums are never fans.
Oh, God. She's like, oh, I don't know why you have to do this with your hair. What's wrong with you? And I was like, pardon? She was like, oh, I don't know. It's like it's cut into a spike at the front and it's short. And I was like, all right. I was like, Nan will tell me. Nan. So I got on the phone and I was like, hi, Nan. She was like, oh, hello. And I was like, instantly, I was like, oh, here we go. And she was like, oh, you've had a haircut, have you? And I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I got it done. I was like, go to this cool place to get it done. She was like, yeah, your mother said.
She called
her head. Yeah, she's like, look, I gotta be honest with you. I, your hair is just, it's gorgeous. It's just so long and now it's short. It's all right. It'll take me a while, but I'm sure I get used to it.
Oh, very generous.
I was
generous,
like, oh, thanks.
It's like a very harsh judging panel there.
But your brother's a hairdresser. What did he think?
Could not care less.
Oh, okay.
Could not care less, which makes me think that he's not a fan either. But you know what? Sometimes I just got to do it for me.
Yeah,
you're right.
Like
you just got to do it for you.
Got to do it for me.
That's right.
But I am thinking about showing it to Pamela just to get a rise out now.
Oh, you should. You should tell your nan, Pamela, her friend of me. Just say, Pam loves it. She sent me an email.
Pam loves it, loves it. Pam's been sniffing about this week because they're getting their drive tarmac-adamed.
Okay, you can't say tarmac.
That's 3 weeks in a row.
I know. It's a quick, guys. And I keep seeing stuff now. Anyway, I digress. Pam's getting a drive tarmac adam, but they're doing paving up the side, so it's like a walkway. But Nan's is all pebbles and gravel because safety first, security. Nan is. I think she's fingers crossed that Pam's going to get burgled because Nan can hear the intruders coming, whereas Pam Lai. No.
Nan's going to do that thing like that Chris Lilly story, where she's going to go over the week and record a message. Be like, oh, God, so busy here. Head over to Pam Lai's house if you're looking for some valuables.
Well, when they used to tape off the TV, she didn't go in the front room because they used to go in the kitchen and tape in the front room because they thought that if they talked, it would be recorded.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There you go. That was a cracker. That was a bumper double episode of Nan Talk.
Oh, what are you saying, Nan?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.